Puzzled at Passover is a monologue by Martha, who's caught in a whirlwind of conflicting emotions as she prepares for Passover.
Passover. I usually love it. I'm Martha, you know, and for me, busy is always better. So I like having a good reason to sweep, dust, and hunt down every bit of leaven, and to shop and chop to make all the special foods we serve at Passover. But this year, well, I'm puzzled. Real puzzled. I was sure Passover was going to be extra special. After all, Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, and there's been a buzz about Jesus being the Messiah ever since. Last Sunday, Jesus rode into Jerusalem. The crowd shouted, "Hosanna!" and it looked like we were headed straight for a coronation. But now? Now there are death threats in the air. I can't figure it out. Why all this animosity, this hatred, this rage to kill Jesus and our brother Lazarus? I mean, what sense does it make to kill the person who can raise people from the dead? Or the one who was resurrected? Seems kind of dumb to me. And Mary, she puzzles me too. She's been too quiet, almost moody, like she's troubled and preoccupied. And the night before Jesus rode into Jerusalem, she did something very strange, even for Mary. We were in the middle of a special dinner where Jesus was the guest of honor when Mary disrupted everything by pouring a jar of perfume on Jesus' feet. Then she wiped his feet with her hair. Judas jumped up and said she should have sold the perfume and given the money to the poor. I figured Jesus would agree. After all, that perfume was worth a whole year's salary. Instead, Jesus said Mary was preparing him for his burial, and that we'd always be able to help the poor, but he wouldn't be with us very long. Now, how puzzling is that? Jesus is always asking us to help the poor. Besides, what's he mean about being prepared for burial when he's the one who told us he's the resurrection and the life? It makes no sense. Why, I feel like I did during those long days when Lazarus was sick and Jesus didn't come. Oh, I know. That ended happily with Jesus proving he has power over life and death. But then, why is he talking about dying now? Well, I still have lots to do for Passover. I have to bake unleavened bread to remind us of the fast flight from Egypt. I have to fix bitter herbs to remind us of the harsh slavery. I have to chop apples and walnuts to make haroset to remind us of the bricks they were forced to make. And this year, I'll have to get the Passover lamb because it's not safe for Lazarus to go to Jerusalem. You can be sure I'm not looking forward to that. I don't like getting jostled and overcharged for the lambs we have to buy for sacrifices. And I hate watching the priests slaughter the lambs and throw the blood on the altar. Oh, it's awful! I wish we could celebrate Passover without all that. But it's the blood the Israelites sprinkled on their doorways that saved them. No blood, no deliverance. Now, why do you suppose God required them to sacrifice a lamb? Right when they were getting ready to leave Egypt. That had to be messy and inconvenient. I wonder if they understood, or if they were puzzled like I am. Somewhere deep within, I hear Jesus asking the same question he asked me when he raised Lazarus from the dead. Martha, will you trust me even if you don't understand? That's hard, real hard, especially for me. I don't like feeling puzzled and perplexed. But maybe no one does. And maybe we all have to go through that. And maybe, Maybe that's what Passover is really all about, trusting God to deliver us in the midst of impossible circumstances. And maybe, why maybe there's a deeper meaning to Passover. Maybe God has a greater purpose. Maybe there's a link between Passover and what John the Baptist said when he baptized Jesus. Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Maybe. But I am still puzzled.